The Takeaway is supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the Henry Luce Foundation for Increased Understanding of East and Southeast Asia. Funding for Detroit coverage on The Takeaway is supported in part by the W.K. Kellogg Foundation.
Well, perhaps the best we could say this morning is that the government shutdown was avoided last night on Capitol Hill, at least until the next time they decide to hold one of these showdowns. But in this particular dispute, members of the Senate settled a disagreement over how to extend the disaster relief fund of the Federal Emergency Management Agency so that there will be enough cash to deal with the disaster recipients to last the end of the week. Here's GOP Senator Bob Corker of Tennessee, not exactly celebrating the compromise.
A simple little thing got done, you know, that's all. You know, weeks ago I said, look, this is going to get done. It'll be clumsy. And as it turned out, it was clumsy.
Clumsy, that's the watchword on Capitol Hill. Sandy Gaffney, are you there?
Yes, I am.
So you're up in Berlin, Vermont. You felt the wrath of Hurricane Irene just within the last few weeks, right?
Right.
I bet you never expected to be paying so much attention to a vote on Capitol Hill over the last 24 hours, eh?
That's right.
So how much are you and your community dependent upon FEMA at this point in time?
Well, every single one of us are dependent on FEMA at this time. There are 70 homes in the park where I live that were destroyed. And to find out just that quickly that we might be running out of money to help us was a shock.
I mean, less of a shock to some of the rest of us who watch Washington, but for you, where it's a matter of sort of livelihood and continuing your ability to live there in Berlin, Vermont, you're the co-founder of Mobile Home Residents for Equality and Fairness. What kind of devastation did you receive up there in Berlin?
We had 70 trailers totally under, well, not all the way, but up to 3 feet of water, and we were all declared by FEMA, if there's 6 inches of water in your home, it's a total loss. So every one of us suffered a total loss. We're dependent upon FEMA to help us as much as possible.
And you're already dealing with the difficulty of just dealing with the federal bureaucracy. You've all applied for a FEMA coverage, right?
Yes, we've all applied for FEMA, and there's a process. If you have flood insurance, you have to go through all of your insurances and be denied or awarded whatever they're going to give you. Then you get to go to FEMA. So those of us who had flood insurance have had to wait to even, we were already denied by FEMA because we had insurance, and then we had to wait to go through all that before we can even apply again for FEMA. Fortunately, folks who didn't have insurance, some have received their FEMA checks, but not everybody.
Well, dealing with the federal bureaucracy in the best of times is not pleasant. And, of course, nothing pleasant about a hurricane. But to have this congressional showdown in the middle of it all must be pretty painful. Sandy Gaffney, good luck to you.
Thank you. I just want to say one thing, though.
Sure, go ahead.
It's interesting that a tragedy such as this is being used to talk about cuts in Social Security and other social programs. And I just think that's a shame. And we're all suffering. And to have this happen during one of our hardest times is a shame. And what I say is, you know what? Shame on them for doing that.
Well, here's something you can write on your forehead, or maybe the senators down in Washington wrote it on your forehead. Political pawn, Sandy, that's what you are.
Yes, and we're feeling that in a very, very horrible way.
All right, well, good luck to you. Co-founder of Mobile Home Residents for Equality and Fairness, dealing with the aftermath of Hurricane Irene up there in Berlin, Vermont. Sandy Gaffney was paying attention to the FEMA vote on Capitol Hill, along with our Washington correspondent, Todd Zwillick. Good morning, Todd.
Hey, good morning, John.
So how did they manage to avoid this? And, boy, it's got to be frustrating listening to that woman up there in Vermont feeling like she's just being yanked around.
Yeah, it is, and she is not the only one frustrated, John. There are tens of thousands and possibly hundreds of thousands of people who probably feel similarly to Sandy this morning. I can't say that for sure, but I'm guessing, because there are declared disasters in 50 states in the union right now, places where FEMA is using that disaster relief fund, and they probably all felt a little bit uncertain. I want Sandy to have a little bit more confidence this morning, but not complete confidence, okay? They got some disarmament last night. Really, I think of it as, you know, kids in a scratch fight put on their mittens for a little while, okay? Nobody's going to get hurt, at least for the next few weeks on this. But the House, as you said in the intro, John, the House is not around. We had a Senate deal. It passed last night. There's a way out of this. But the House leadership has not yet said they're going to get sign-off on this from their most conservative members. Many of those are Tea Partiers. Some of them are not. There's a good chance they have this solved, but I don't want anyone to be 100% sure yet. Just want to put that out there.
But looking at the strategy, or maybe not the strategy, there's no strategy here. The tactics that the Senate used, they pulled $1 billion out of the bill, right?
Right, correct.
So FEMA is basically taking less money up front, which means that it will shut down at some point in the future nearer to when it otherwise was going to shut down, right?
Going into this week, there was a question, when does FEMA run out of money? Is it Monday night? Is it Wednesday? That was going to be the political pressure to make Harry Reid cave to Republican demands because the House was out of town. And if Harry Reid didn't cave, boy, FEMA would run out of money, and Harry, it'll be your fault. Well, FEMA came back yesterday evening while we're all sitting around the Senate and saying, actually, we can make it until Friday with the money that we have, because we've been suspending some programs, probably some of the ones that maybe Sandy relies on, and we can get to Friday. Why is that significant? Friday is the last day of the fiscal year, the last day of FY11. That controversial $1.5 billion, the ones that the Republicans in the House wanted to offset, was that very same $1.5 billion. You get beyond Friday, the debate over the offset is gone, because they have another $2.65 billion in the bill they already passed that's already in there. So,
right, but Todd, hey, you know where this is going? I mean, it seems like, you know, on Monday every week they're going to be having a showdown over shutting down the government, and the Democrats will compromise and they'll take money out of the budget to keep the government operating for the next 5 minutes. You know what I mean?
And it's sounding a bit like that. And it comes down to, you know, somebody with the green eye shades at FEMA saying, actually, we can squeak through Friday. And all of a sudden, this whole thing is solved. It sounded kind of weird to some people. You wondered if somebody at FEMA was getting political. Harry Reid said, no, look, they've been cutting back on projects. This is what we've been warning about. So, look, they passed a couple bills. They have a 1 week continuing resolution so that when the House
That's
comes
where
back,
it stands.
They can buy some time.
Todd Zwillig, Takeaway Washington correspondent, on the disaster shutdown averted on Capitol Hill.